This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looks like 7 after the hour, Monday, the 26th of February. Wow, the month has gone by. Do you realize we're already 1/6 of the way through? Well, almost, anyway, by the time we get to the middle part of the week, 1/6 of the way through the year 2018. And what do you have to show for it? We got lots of things here on the DJV Experience to show for our work and what's going on in the world. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio. Pretty much the way it's supposed to be. It ought to be. This is the way life should be, at least on our radio program. Let's find out what's going on around the world as far as maybe some trending items. Victoria, what do we have?
Well, some bad news for the Weinsteins. They are now officially going to file for bankruptcy because the sale of the Weinstein Company has fallen through amidst the lawsuit and all the other investigations that were initiated by the New York Attorney General. And so the Weinsteins have now said that there's really nothing else they can do. Their only viable option left is to start the bankruptcy process. So I'm not sure how that'll end up shaking out for other people. If they file bankruptcy, if someone else can swoop in and do like a corporate takeover, there's lots of speculation as to what will happen to all that property. By property, I mean movie rights and things like that. So more fallout.
That may be part of the plan by the people. There's a company that was being run by a lady, and I can't remember her name, who was actually going to take over. She was going to take over, and it may be that happens a lot in business when the company has. This is the. They are vultures.
Right.
They take the pick and choose the pieces of the carcass that they want to have, and then everything else goes away. So that could be. And is it just dessert? For Weinstein has his. Both the brothers have their money, and I'm sure whoever other investors may be involved. If it is a publicly traded company, so they're
more protective, isn't it? Wouldn't it be more of a protective measure to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, I think you're right, Jennifer. Yeah, right. In a manner of speaking, because otherwise there'd be nothing left, at least in the bankruptcy court. Is it Chapter 11, 13? Do you know? Did it
say Chapter 11 is what they're proposing? That's actually coming from the woman I think you might be referencing is a Ms. Contreras Sweet.
Yes,
that's her name. Yeah, yeah. She founded the Latino Focus Pro America Bank, which was bought by Pacific Commerce Bank in 2015, and she led the Small Business Administration under President Obama. She's the one who was planning on taking over the Weinstein Company. She said she was going to install a majority female board and all this other stuff. So that will, I guess, halt
Still
her happen. Involvement.
Nah,
not
nah,
sure.
She'll figure out. I think they'll figure out how to. That's how it works. She's smart. Make them go bankrupt, then get the good things and throw the other stuff away. That's pretty much what Chapter 11 does.
The bad thing about that, though, it says that women who sued Weinstein for alleged sexual misconduct would actually now be treated as low-ranking creditors, so they won't get any money out of it.
Well, they should have sued him personally and not the company. That's the problem with doing stuff like that. If you do sue the company because they have supposedly deeper pockets, it's either the lawyer didn't know what he was doing or they took a flyer, sort of. Had it been me, I would have sued both him personally and the company.
Yeah.
So if they sued the company alone and not him, they probably are going to come. You're right. They're coming on the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Sued him personally.
You're right, but people probably figured the Weinstein Company isn't going anywhere. You know, this is one of the biggest movie entities in Hollywood, maybe in Hollywood history. So people, I'm sure, didn't think that it was going to end in bankruptcy.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But these guys are clever. The lawyers are clever.
Yeah.
The accountants are clever. They'll figure out a way to protect the assets because that's if it's Weinstein they're trying to protect, that'll be the first step in it. Now, how he handles it after that remains to be seen.
Mm.
But I would think that if you were smart, he had a smart lawyer, he would have sued both the company and Weinstein personally. All right.
Yeah.
So what else have you got that's cooking?
And, of course, last night was the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, and a lot of people are saying that.
Back to real TV now.
Yes, exactly. But because the U.S. didn't really do that well, the U.S. Olympic Committee is now saying, apparently an internal memo has leaked, and they're now going to evaluate what happened and why we did so poorly. And we actually had 9 gold medals, 8 silver, and 6 bronze. That's the lowest that we've had since we won 13 games in 1998 in Nagano, Japan. So since then, we've done a lot better, that we have new winter sports that are really aimed towards North America. All the new snowboarding events and things like that are the only events that we won, really. So, and then Norway came in, of course, you know, Norway set a new record with winning, I think, 39 medals. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're not doing great, and they want to take an evaluation of it. The one thing that is interesting in this memo, all the other countries that do well, actually their Olympic teams they have funding from the government, and the U.S. team does not. So that is one thing that they are saying
and
they're going to take
will.
A look at.
Nah, they will never get any money out of the government. They're not, especially the bunch that's in there now, but in general.
I don't see how that could help. Either, right?
Nah.
Either we're not
neither
training,
got it,
right?
Haven't got it.
Or
they all have sponsors and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So is there, what's the reason? Is there a national malaise? There are some people who are in a funky mood because of, well, they blame Trump, or they're blame, you know, blame. It's up to us. There's a very interesting thing that's floating around today that I think is worth our attention. The business about what you do with your mind and how your mind works, and whether or not you, in the sense of how we think our way through. There's a story about aging and how if we think well about ourselves and our circumstance, that may reduce our chances of getting Alzheimer's or dementia. Thinking positively. Not thinking positive, but L-Y, an adverb about aging, and how you approach it. This is very good news for people that are, no matter what your age, whether you're my age, whether you're Jennifer's age, Victoria's age, Kara's age, looking at what it is that affects you. This new study, the people who have strong genetic risk factors even came out of this well. Researchers from Yale and the National Institute on Aging studied over 5,000 people who are 60 or older, and this has been for the past 4 years. They discovered that those who had negative beliefs about aging more likely to develop dementia. So, I'm fine. I'll never get it, because I'm a kid, and I don't want to think about aging in the realistic sense, how I take care of my body and stuff, but I think it goes again. It's the thing that means how old you are. It's interesting here. You look at the team and how they assess their test subjects. What they went for was perception about what it's like to be certain ages and asking people individually how strongly they agreed or disagreed with a statement. This is one of the statements. The older I get, the more useless I feel. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
You agree or disagree with that? Hmm. Jennifer?
I haven't started feeling useless yet. I think that's pretty sad that anybody would
feel that way.
What
do you think your father, you and your father and I are about the same age. What do you think he thinks? But neither one of us have any intention.
Feel useless.
No, not at all. So,
I think there are probably a lot of people who, as they get older, think that they have a problem reinventing themselves. Both of my parents have reinvented themselves many times, I think, as the aging process goes. And I think that's what we all have to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I actually, it's so weird, this weekend, I, for the first time, had a little bit of 40 depression because, you know, 40 just happened to me this month. And what did it was I was sitting, well, I had kind of a laid-back weekend, which I needed and wanted. But I was looking back and looking at Instagram. I'm looking at all these young people going out and having fun on the weekends. And I went, wow. Do I miss that? Now, I think if I did it once, I'd be like, no, I don't miss that anymore. But looking back, you go, is that part of my life over? Am I going to do that kind of thing anymore? And it's weird, but you just have to reinvent yourself and redefine what you think is fun and redefine what your life is going to be like. And I don't know. My parents always do that. They don't sit around and get bored, that's for sure.
What about your parents?
Great.
Victoria? Fancy Nancy? I don't know what your father's name is. What's your father's name?
Oliver. Ollie.
Oliver?
Yep.
Oh, what a great name.
Thanks.
Oliver. I love that name.
Yeah.
Well, Dudley.
He still works, so, and he is just like you. He will have, like, he'll have one foot in the grave and he'll still be working. So we just know that about him. So that's always going to keep him active. He'll, the word retire is totally not in his vocabulary.
It's a bad word.
Yeah, so, but I think Jen made such a great point. Transitioning and reinventing the next phase of your life, I think is something that's really important. And I think you do tend to see people start to hit that, it's like they hit the cliff and then they just don't know what's next. And that's when I think people kind of fall into a depression if they don't have a plan for what the next phase is. And I don't really, for me personally, I don't think the next plan should just be, well, I'll just play golf 3 times a week. I just, you know, I think that people need to have a purpose. Volunteering, there's so many things that you can do as you start the next phase of your life after retirement. And I think it's so important to keep focusing on that.
It's one of the things that's great about technology. You know, you hear me every once in a while, and Kara rolls her eyeballs when I ask her, well, how do I do this or how do I do that? I spent a couple hours with a great friend of mine who happens to be our consultant on Saturday morning, and he's much younger than I am. I think he's about 20 years younger than I am. His ability to go through, he's in his 50s, to use technology for his business fascinates me. Now, it's expected that people that are Kara's age, even Victoria and Jennifer, have learned how to master the skill of using all the technology that's around us. I think some people have not allowed themselves or have not, they think, I will tell you something. One of the things I find best, as much as you hear me bemoan young people getting so completely wrapped up in it that it takes over their lives, the other side of it is that it's a tool that I have found for me helps me with more ideas, helps me with more exposure. I've always been an information junkie, and using the technology that we have at our fingertips, maybe mm-hmm. footsteps too. I have two computers, two iPads in front of me right now, and an iPhone. I got a lot of other stuff going on, and I'm looking at things that are happening, and I find this to be stimulating, frankly. And that's what you need to do. You need to stimulate your mind and your body. And do that throughout your life, not just when you get older, but through your life. Stimulation. And the downside of all this technology is it tends to dull your senses or dull your mind because it doesn't require that you think. It gives you answers to things that you ought to be able to figure out on your own. So I think there's two things to be considered here, but I think this is a fabulous way of looking at things. Kara, I'd ask you about your father and mother, but I'm running out of time. So,
well, I see what our priorities are here.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, I think, from what I know about your father, I don't know much about your mother. Your father's not likely to give up very easily either, is he?
Not really. He's actually probably going to retire in the next few years just because he's tired of his specific job, but their new goal for the next phase of life is to travel all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a job, but I think it's another thing to keep you motivated and excited about life.
Yeah, right. Getting yourself into a point of where you're excited. Like, I get excited every day when I go on the air. I love going on the air with you and bringing people and seeing how we can regrow or redefine or re-engineer this program with regularity. It's a fabulous thing to do, and those are the sorts of things you need. Love being on the farm, that kind of stuff. Food for thought, 20 after the hour, DJ V time.
Tonight, America's favorite, The Voice, returns with new coach, 3-time Grammy winner, Kelly Clarkson.
Love how excited you are. That's how excited I am. It's my first show, too.
And she's on fire.
Kelly has no experience on this show.
I had enough experience that he had me mentor his team on the second season.
Careful, Clarkson. You're making enemies early.
Kelly Clarkson joins Adam, Blake, and Alicia on the return of 4-time Emmy winner, The Voice. Tonight, followed by the premiere of Good Girls on NBC.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
23 and change, half the hour, DJ V time. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with a focus now on Jennifer's update regarding the end of the Olympics. Hooray! And back to really good television, we hope.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting about this week is that this is when the mid-season stuff starts and all of the new TV comes back and the Olympics go away. And so, look, I love the Olympics. I know Kara. Well, actually, I don't, but I know Kara, you do. So, so congratulations that you had a nice time with the Olympics, but now on to bigger and better things. Okay, so new tonight on television. We have lots of new shows starting. This one seems to be getting the biggest push. They're spending so much money on this one. It's called Street Outlaws. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, is that the car racing, like the drag racing show?
It's the drag racing show. Yeah. And I'm telling you, if you go on to any of the TV websites, they are pushing the heck out of this show. So we'll give them their push as well. Street Outlaws Fast Lane is tonight. That's on the Discovery Channel. And they have three big episodes that are premiering. Also tonight, I think there are some brand new shows coming up on CBS. There's a show, I don't know how I feel about this yet, but it's about the Bible. Have you heard of this one starting on CBS? And it's about this guy who decides he wants to start his life all over again, and he's going to be biblically minded. That's the name of the show that's airing tonight on the CW. And that's about it for my listings, because this, oh, hold on.
All right, so
is the voice back tonight? Hold on, the voice is back tonight, but I would like to give me one.
All right,
second.
So here we are with technology.
Technology just froze my computer.
Okay.
All right. No, but we can do it by memory. The voice is back tonight, and Kelly Clarkson is judging tonight, along with Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and I think Alicia Keys is also on the judging panel. I've actually decided to tape it tonight. Really, my most interesting thing, though, is this biblically-minded show, because the guy's going to be looking at passages of the Bible and trying to live his life in that way. So those are your three big picks tonight, and apparently I have no more Wi-Fi. So there you go. That's the end of our TV report.
All right, 25
past the hour. Connected to you guys.
Music time. One of the groups that most significantly affected me as a kid growing up, what I liked listening to, was the girl groups like the Crystals and songs like the Do Run Run, Then He Kissed Me, He's a Rebel. The lead singer, Barbara Ann Alston, died in Charlotte after a battle with the flu. She was only 74. Another one. There's No Other Like My Babies was playing there in the background. The 60s were their era, for sure. The Crystals, He's a Rebel, was the number one song they had. It was actually the only one that went to number one. The rest of them were in the top ten. This song was number one during the week of November 3rd, 1962. Just kiss that up a little there, Carol, will you? Phil Spector was responsible for them, at least
you
the sound.
Tell.
Yeah,
you can tell.
It's a wall of sound stuff. One of the people. And the music speaks for itself, though, actually. Listen to this.
Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does. That's no reason why I can't give him all my love. He is always good to me.
All right, so anyway, she was quite the... They come from the same Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector world, same kind of voice, so too bad she passed away. But the interesting sideline is the fact that she had the flu. That's what did her in. A lot of people have been down that road this week, this year. Jake Owen announces his summer ballpark tour. Spent much of the year spreading some positivity on his Life's What You Make It tour, which strikes the same optimistic chord as his album American Love from a couple of years ago. He starts May 18th in Chattanooga and goes all the way to September 22nd, ends up in Ogden, Utah. 21 dates, baseball stadiums like Birmingham and Sacramento, those places. Chris Jansen and Jordan Davis are going to be on the road with him as well. 28 past the hour.
Finding happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a very sad prince who seemingly shouldn't have been sad because he had every gift and pleasure known to man. So the king gathered all the wise men of the kingdom and asked them to help figure out what was wrong with the boy. The wise men said that the king should find a person who is completely happy and have that person switch shirts with his son. So the king searched and searched for a completely happy person, but kept coming up short because everyone he met who seemed happy with their current state would jump at the chance to be offered something more by the king. Finally, the king was out hunting one day and he ran into a boy he could hear laughing behind the brush. When the king found out that the boy was truly happy with what he had, he was overjoyed, thinking his son would now be saved. But when the king asked the boy to step out from behind the brush, he saw that the boy had no shirt. You see, happiness isn't in having many things, but in having few wants.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home an auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Four after the hour, DJV time, Monday, the 26th of February. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, working on things that are going on, that have gone on over the weekend and are going on today. Today is National Pistachio Day.
Score.
Pistachios arrived in our country in the 1880s. They've been cultivated in the Middle East since way back before biblical times. If you have a pistachio tree in your backyard, you'd identify it as about 20 feet tall. It doesn't need much rain. Got to have a lot of heat. In Iran, they claim they have pistachio trees still living that are 700 years old. I would think that would probably be possible, frankly. Mm-hmm. All pistachio shells are naturally beige in color. Some companies dye them red or green.
Why did they dye them red?
That's a good question. Why do they dye them at all? Why do they need to dye them is the question. Who is?
Make them look prettier.
Maybe. Yeah,
but then people's fingers turn red, right, when they eat them?
Yeah, right. So I'll wash that red dye washed off on your hands. Yep. So they're big in California now in the desert areas, Jennifer. 300 million pounds of pistachios produced in California every year. 98% of America's production is in California. You ever have trouble splitting them? When you got to have a little bit of fingernails in order to...
Yeah, they're difficult. I'm not a baby. Yeah. As much as I know I should love pistachios because I'm going to celebrate the day, I think they're a lot of work.
Yeah, they can be. So buy them. You can buy them now without... They're all out of the
shell.
That's
the way to go.
Yeah, I buy them and mix them with my other nuts. It's really... I think they're good. little bit of salt on them makes them taste even better. But they're very good for you. They call them the smiling nut in the Middle East. In China, they call it the happy nut. And that isn't that sweet. In other food news today, Costco is taking on Nutella. They've got a version of chocolate hazelnut spread that they're marketing starting today. Kirkland is their brand. Comes in a twin pack of 2.2-pound jars, $7.99. It's about 4.5 pounds. When you compare the regular two-pack of Nutella at Costco selling for $13.99. So this is a store brand. What's the difference, one would ask, for this is, what, a $4 or $5 difference? $6 difference. So why?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Nutella's expensive, and it keeps going up. The prices, like in France, we talked about this a couple months ago, where there's a cocoa shortage, or the price of cocoa had gone up, and so in France, where people go seriously nuts for Nutella, they were storming this grocery store shelves, and they were stocking up because the price of Nutella was going to go up because they had to accommodate the price of cocoa going up. Mm-hmm. So it's bizarre how much money people are willing to pay for this stuff.
It's probably a really good idea by Costco, though, because everything Kirkland is actually pretty good. And anyone, yes, I know who shops at Costco, they are like Costco super fans, yeah, and they just love it. They love everything that they have. So
you guys
imagine...
know the secret about their alcohol, right?
No.
No, what
if
is
you
it?
Go to Costco and you buy the Kirkland vodka, it's really Grey Goose.
No way.
Way.
Really?
Truly. Uh-huh. And like the same thing with their plain wrap version of tequila and
well,
all their plain
wraps. What's the tequila?
I can't remember. Something good,
so,
though.
You're onto something,
Jennifer. Whoa!
Let me tell you how this works. The real story behind the story with stores like Costco, BJ's, Sam's Club, and other off, they claim to be off brand, but that's exactly what they do with all kinds of things. Clothing, they take the label and they put their own store label in it so that it appears it's theirs. And sometimes the knockoffs are a little less expensive, but the companies that can, I mean, the volume they can push out at Costco or some of these other box stores like that, these big companies want that volume.
Yeah, they make their separate deals. Yeah.
Exactly.
The other
but in
one,
the case,
if you, and not to get away from the Nutella, but the other thing that is a good clue is the Vintage line at Trader Joe's, the Vintj, which is a wine label that they have at Trader Joe's. That's always high-level, like, offshoot wine from some of the biggest wineries in Napa that you recognize the name, and they just take the extra juice and they make the Trader Joe's stuff that they sell for $6. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good tip to look for the more expensive stuff you can get for cheap, because these stores like Trader Joe's and, like we're talking about here, Costco make these deals.
Well, one of the things also you can get is when it comes to some of the clothing and some of the other, the soft goods and the hard goods and the food, Kirkland uses sunflower oil instead of palm oil. Nutella uses palm oil. Kirkland sunflower oil.
Yeah, right? Sunflower oil is so much better for you. So the Kirkland, the cheaper stuff, palm oil is horrible for the environment, first of all, and not good for you in your body. There's a lot of controversial stuff about palm oil. So the fact that they even use the healthier option and it's half the price, this is making me consider a Costco membership, which I don't have. My brother has one. He loves it. He's always there.
It's not expensive to have a Costco membership. I'll find, I like nuts. We were talking about the nuts a few minutes ago. They have great walnuts. They have great, they have cashews and peanuts and stuff that are the top quality.
And they have gigantic bags of them for pretty cheap. My roommate just came home with two bags bigger than my head of nuts for not that much money. So
And nuts are expensive.
Yeah.
And in any store, Wegmans, Whole Foods, whatever, nuts are really expensive.
It's really interesting. You said something, you hit on something. I don't know if Victoria or Jennifer said something about the quality of certain elements and what's good for the environment. Miles and Megan and I went to the L.A. Zoo on Saturday. Jennifer was quite upset because they didn't invite her. Jennifer called.
She's very upset.
From walking around over there. Why don't you invite me?
I want to go to the zoo.
I'd never been to the L.A. Zoo before. It was
what?
We were there for 6 hours.
Did you make the wax animals? That was my favorite thing as a kid about the L.A. Zoo. Did they still have those machines where you can drop in? Well, it used to be a quarter, but now it's probably $4. But you put quarters into a machine, and then this wax mold drops, and they create like a gorilla or an elephant, and it's like a toy you can take. Oh, my gosh. I used to go nuts for those.
It was really crowded. But the walk around was great. Things that you can see are great. Miles is very curious. So the reason I brought it up is because he was interested in bamboo. He saw, this is how, this kid, he's a smart little bugger. He's looking at the little stalks of bamboo that they're growing here and there. And then he sees bigger stalks. And he looks at his mother and he looks at me and he says, are these the same? Kind of, he went around it a different way. But basically he's asking us, is the small and the large the same thing? So we explained to him why bamboo was different than other things that he could, you know, like weeds or things that grow, shoots of off the trees, that sort of thing, because the bamboo felt different to him. But he's so tactical, and then he thinks about stuff. And that's the sort of thing I say for everybody who's a parent or a grandparent. Bring your children around to things. As more and more of us live in cities and suburbia, you take advantage of opportunities like that because you can't really be on the farm or around animals or out in the wild as much as I've been fortunate enough to be in my life. But if your children, most children are very curious as they are growing. And so to expand their mind, give them the opportunity to go see the animals and go experience different things in various parks and whatever you have around. That's one thing, as much as I complain about L.A. and how expensive it is, they have a fabulous system of things for families, parks, recreation, the zoo, all kinds of things that have really stimulated a lot of people, I'm sure, over the years. So I was happy to have that opportunity with Miles. He was not happy with his mother. So we stopped at, there's a place where you can buy these little Mexican donuts.
Churros? And
apparently, what do they call them?
Churros?
Yeah, churros. Okay. Churros. Why are you laughing? What's so funny
these
with that?
These little Mexican donuts?
Well, yeah. Mexican donuts. Anyway, so Miles wants a Mexican donut, and so his mother gets two. But there's three of us. So he looks at his mother, and he looks at me, and he goes over into the middle of the, there's a, you know, everything is macadam, is all tar. So he looks at his mother, he runs around his mother once or twice, says, I want my own, and then he goes and sits in the middle of the road.
Smart kid. Is that where the story's going?
Wow. No, we didn't get him anymore. We just said, okay, this is what we got, and you got to share. No, Mommy, I want my own. No, we're going to share. So it was fine after a while, but it was just so funny the way he just looked at us and he ran over into the middle of the thing and just sat in the middle of it with people walking all around him.
He staged a churro protest?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Yep, right. But the best picture, which I'll post, was they have a merry-go-round, not a merry-go-round, what do they call it? Yeah, it is a merry-go-round. Have you ever been on that, Jennifer?
No, I don't think so. The carousel? No.
The carousel, yeah, right. We used to call them merry-go-round.
Maybe when I was
carousels.
A kid, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had three rides on that, and he loved it, loved it, loved it. So I have a picture of that riding around.
Did you go with him?
Yeah. Pictures of the two of us together.
Very
cool. He wants to have all kinds of experiences, and that's what I say to every... I don't think he's unusual in that respect. Youngsters coming along are so inquisitive. They're so curious about stuff. Weren't you when you were a kid? Weren't you, Victoria? I can't imagine you not being a curious kid.
And I asked a lot of questions.
Yeah, right. You did that, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Kara did the same thing. So that's you encourage that, and you come up with somebody who's really going to be a contributor to society, I think. 44 past the hour. Let's do some sports news. Now that the Olympics are over, I don't understand why. I'm kind of figuring this out here. The Russian Olympic ban is going to be lifted after the Olympics are over?
Yeah.
Somebody want to explain that to me?
Yeah, the IOC said that they'll reinstate Russia's formal participation in the Olympic Games if all their athletes, if the remaining drug tests come back clean. So they had the Olympic athletes from Russia, that OAR was their generic thing that they competed under. And even two of those athletes came back as being as doping. So I think one was a curler and one was something else. So they don't really have a great track record. But if they can come back now with the final round of drug testing, then the next summer games, they'll be allowed back in.
Did you see the Russian team, after they won the men's hockey, they got a gold medal in men's hockey, they started singing the national anthem, which is a no-no since Russia's not specifically participating.
Ooh.
What did they do to stop that?
Nothing. They just they just frowned upon it.
Yes. All right, so Jen, your pal Tim Tebow has hurt himself in the line of duty.
Yeah, and the breaking news is I'm going to nurse him back to health, which is really, I think, selfless of me. Tim Tebow.
What do you think of that?
So, well, he'll be okay. There are certain people that we have exceptions for. Tim Tebow's on my list. And he's taking it a little more careful these days after he had a mishap earlier in the week. He is nursing a sprained left ankle that he sustained when his foot got caught on a sprinkler head in the outfield at the Mets training complex. This is so embarrassing. He said, I'm trying to be smart about it and keep my ankle taped. But this was when he was talking to reporters after workouts on Sunday. But the Mets have listed him as day-to-day. Tebow has been limited to batting practice. He's expected to resume full workouts in a few days. The ankle hasn't affected his power, though. He has launched several long home runs during batting practice in recent days. It's Tim Tebow's first major league camp, with some analysts saying he could be pulled up to the Mets full-time this season if he does well in the spring. I'm going to spring training in a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you what, I need to see if the Mets practice in the Cactus League. I don't know if they do, but if they do, I might have to do some stuff.
Where are you going to Arizona?
I mean, visiting, yes.
Spring training, yes, I get it, okay. Right, so one of the exciting things about the weekend was that you saw and heard the first broadcast of baseball games, because the spring season, they have about, 6 weeks or 5 weeks of practice, intramural games, if you will, and the games began this past weekend, so you saw stuff on television for the first time since last fall, and heard on the radio. So it's kind of cool. It makes us feel like there is spring. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where my ball team is.
Oh, boy.
Pretty good, huh? 12 before the hour on the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Believe it or not, spring is around the corner, and many will be turning to the outdoors and hitting the links. Looking to improve your golf game? Why not check out Garmin Smart Golf Watch, the Approach S4. No subscription required, and preloaded with golf courses from around the world. But golf courses are known for changing their layouts, so we asked Maddie Estrada from Garmin what happens next.
So our database is updated pretty frequently with changes, renovations, all that good stuff. And a couple times a year, you'll want to check back to garmin.com/courses. And we have a free downloadable web updater that you're able to update your courses for free forever.
Check out Garmin's Approach S4 at garmin.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
And change after the hour. Monday's Tech Talk time is upon us. Victoria is going to bring us up to date on what Samsung is doing to push Apple into a corner. And then there is a new wrinkle for those of you who are fans of Airbnb. You may be able to know, be interested in what they're stretching into next. All right, that's coming up after this technology update.
The Geek Out.
From the devices you really don't want to explode files, a Florida man claiming he was running on a treadmill when he smelled something, looked in the mirror, and saw white smoke coming from the Apple AirPod in his right ear. After removing it, he claims the bud burst open, exposing its electronics and the outer plastic in a melted state. Now, each of these buds do have a tiny battery, and we're certainly familiar with stories of batteries suddenly catching fire or overheating in a wide variety of devices, but one stuck in your ear would probably be the most concerning. Now, this is the one and only such report about an AirPod catching fire, and Apple has commented they're reaching out to the user to investigate. We'll keep you posted on the mystery of the exploding AirPod on Twitter, at TheGeekOut.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Tonight, America's favorite, The Voice, returns with new coach, three-time Grammy winner, Kelly Clarkson.
I love how excited you are. That's how excited I am. It's my first time, too.
And she's on fire.
Kelly has no experience on this show.
I had enough experience that he had me mentor his team on the second season.
Careful, Clarkson. You're making enemies early.
Kelly Clarkson joins Adam, Blake, and Alicia on the return of four-time Emmy winner, The Voice, tonight, followed by the premiere of Good Girls on NBC.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen. Samsung has unveiled a competitor to the iPhone X. So one wonders whether this will have any traction, given that Samsung doesn't have a great reputation for all of its phones. But then iPhones aren't perfect either, Victoria. So how is this going to settle out?
Yeah, well, for Samsung fans, and, you know, we have one big Samsung fan in our radio family here, Bob, who likes to accuse me and tease me of not doing enough promotion for Samsung. So here you go, Bob. This one's for you. So Samsung has announced the new Galaxy S9, and this is the number one competitor to the iPhone X. There are a lot of similarities. The S9 looks very similar to the S8. It has no home button, edge-to-edge screen, very similar to the iPhone X. The S9, though, is where it really sets itself apart. It is the first smartphone to have two aperture settings for the camera. So the camera is really key. If you like taking pictures and you're trying to decide between smartphones, you may want to go with the Samsung S9. The new settings let users take better-looking pictures in high and low light, and it changes the size of the little hole where the light enters the camera. That's the aperture. And so now the S9 has, it actually has been new camera reviews. It beats the iPhone X, and it beats Google's Pixel 2, because they only have one aperture setting. So the Samsung's brand-new S9 Plus will have dual cameras that can zoom closer and focus better, and it, for an unlocked S9, it will cost you $840, which is a lot, but it's still less than the iPhone X. So Samsung gets two thumbs up.
There you go. Next, let's see if we get a couple of thumbs up for Airbnb's move into the concert business, Victoria.
Yeah, Airbnb experimented with kind of a cool thing called experiences. So when you book an Airbnb, also on the app, it tells you what the things to do near your Airbnb rental, like what they are. You can go to the zoo, if you hiking trails, all kinds of different things. And then they got into music experiences. And now they've actually launched an official separate part of the app that is just for concerts. This is great news for people who like going to smaller venues with less than 50 to 100 people max, in very cool thing, cool venues like museums and record stores and coffee shops and small non-traditional venues. And Airbnb is really trying to corner the market on that, and they might actually do it. They say that the number of concert events will grow to 20,000 per month by the end of this year. And so they said Airbnb already, they have 25 cities. They have all these different events. And they have so many different types of artists that you'll start to see. They're much more and more. They're going to be partnering with a lot of people. And all the little concert venues, you get a meet and greet, you get backstage passes, all kinds of stuff that's included when you buy the tickets. Now, here's the best part. The ticketing is not done through Live Nation or Ticketmaster or anything else. It's only done through the Airbnb app, which keeps the prices down. Typical ticket prices are $20 to $35.
Prediction. Amazon buys Airbnb.
That's a good one. I like it.
What do you think? Yep.
I like it.
You look for that to happen. 59 past the hour. This is the Happening DJV Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.